Previously on Algoa FM Breakfast.
And as expected, US President Donald Trump has announced plans for tariffs of up to 25% on all car imports into America. Leave aside the fact that that will drive prices up in the US, it's also a significant blow to the South African car industry. We export around $1.9 billion worth of cars to America, about 35 billion rand. No comments yet from any of the major players here, but the tariffs will come into effect on April the 2nd. However, on the upside, MoneyWeb reports that Ford is investing tens of millions more into an extension to its Silverton assembly plant in Pretoria. This follows the $5.2 billion investment announced 2 years ago to produce the Ford Ranger plug-in hybrid electric vehicle. The latest investment will be for an extension to the paint plant and a water recycling project. South Africa's top grocer, Shoprite, has voluntarily recalled all the cereal products made for it by Heartland Foods. These are for its house brands, Checkers, Usave and OK Foods. The recall is because of inaccurate labelling by the supplier. News 24 Business reports that Shoprite has not received any complaints, but had decided to take the action because it takes its responsibility to consumers seriously. Electricity Minister Josientjo Ramakgopa is finalising the appointment of a panel of international experts to advise him on the country's procurement of new nuclear generation capacity. According to Business Day, Ramakgopa is promising that none will have links with any vendor. The question we must answer, he says, is the pace and scale of nuclear procurement. In other words, what and when can we afford any of this? Ramakgopa believes there are opportunities for the country to position itself as a supplier in the nuclear fuel cycle. He also thinks that the future of nuclear is much brighter than any other technology for power generation. On the markets, the JSE closed last evening with both the All Share and Top 40 up a quarter of a percent or so, London's FTSE up slightly more. But in New York, in reaction to the Trump tariff announcements, the Dow ended down 0.3%, the S&P 500 down 1.1%, the Nasdaq down just over 2%. Tokyo this morning down 0.9%, Hong Kong up 1%, Sydney down 0.7%. The US dollar unchanged at 108 to the euro, the rand very slightly firmer, 18.20 to the dollar, 19.62 to the euro, 23.50 to sterling. Gold at 3,032, platinum 977, Bitcoin just under 87,700, Brent crude oil creeping up, now just under $74 a barrel.
Algoa FM Breakfast is the business.